TRX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your host, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey, yeah.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster, RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hello.
Oh my gosh, yes. This very weird doldrums week between Christmas and New Year.
I know. It's so weird. We all feel a little, I don't know, blah.
Like, yeah, it's like, I'm still excited for New Year. Don't get me wrong. It's just that it's like, can we have the whole week now as a break?
You know what also really annoys me during this time? It's like you don't know whether you should still play Christmas songs. I mean, I know you can still play Christmas songs.
Oh, kasi game pa.
But it just feels a little weirder than
it's
usual.
Over.
Yeah.
Pero
a
ano
bit.
Parang feeling ko counted pa naman yung New Year kasi as Christmas. So
I
mas
guess.
Mas weird, like January 2. Technically, pwede pa. Pero ako, awkward na ako to play Christmas songs.
January. I know! It just generally feels strange to play Christmas songs after the 25th. But, yeah, you know, it's still the season. Right?
It is the season, yeah.
Tis the season still. So, yeah, a lot of weird stuff happening.
Oh?
This early. Well, in my condo.
Oh, yeah, in your condo.
In Ortigas,
right.
I think, in general, a lot of buildings lost their internet connection sometime last night. It's under repair. And then, while I was awake in the middle of the night, I heard a huge blast.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a huge blast. It was pretty scary. But then nothing really happened. And then I found out on my way to work. As in, pagbukas ko ng door, I was like, huh? Why is it dark? Like pitch black. In my hallway, which isn't usually the case. Never the case. I've never seen it like that.
Yeah.
Because usually, kahit may power interruption in the units, all the lights are still on sa mga hallway and, you know, the general areas, right? The common areas. So, it was really weird because I didn't lose power in my unit. However, some units did. They were running on generators. Tapos, yun. Dead's yung elevator. Dead's yung ilaw sa hallway.
Kasi for us, ganun eh. Pag kunyari, merong power interruption. They will always say, the only things working will be parang common areas, elevator, and siguro like in the respective units, one small appliance, like electric fan.
Sa amin may isang plug that's working.
Yeah,
and it's usually
ganun.
The plug for the fridge.
Tapos
may light na isang working also. So
sa amin
one
na
light,
parang,
one.
If I'm not mistaken, nothing major dapat. Like, no aircon, no ref, no... Talagang literally, siguro, ilaw and electric fan.
Ah, talaga?
Ganun lang. Tapos, weird pa, yung electric fan, yung parang kahit nakatodo siya, it's running on 50%.
Okay, so it's not your usual
power.
It's
not your full power.
Sobrang weirded out ko kasi nakapag-blow dry pa ako ng buhok. I was completely unaware of what was happening outside my unit. So yeah, I had to message Chico.
Parang daming ang ganap.
May proof of ano ko, proof of lighting.
Oo. Tsaka may ano siya talaga, may tinan mo, may putukan, may blow dry. Parang ang daming ganap sa unit mo. Bakit
busy,
ganun?
Busy eh. Busy, I don't busy. Even know. But yeah, anyway, I'm here. We're here. So we're gonna give you the top 10 in just a little bit. Although we already posted it, of course.
Yes.
So you can check it out at RX931. Right now, you can give us a call. 8631-9393. At 6:31, we're still doing the wake-up quiz.
Yes, we can.
So if you want to join us, go ahead and call us up now.
It's time for the wake-up quiz. The wake-up quiz on TMR.
The wake-up quiz, 5 questions to wake you up. If you get 5 for 5 for
you
5
lose.
Different days, you win a prize. We lost a person tonight. Well,
saka ganado, eh, no? You lose.
Bakit ano ang nega natin? You lose agad. Malay mo naman, naman manalo sila.
Eh, malay mo nagsusnooze pa sila. Eh.
Hello, oh. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Who's this?
This is Erwin.
Hi, Erwin. Is it your first time?
Yes, the
first time. Oh, cool, yo. Yay! Okay. Welcome to the wake-up quiz. So, you know how this goes, right? Just give us your answers. I have 5 questions for you. And we are getting started now. Who won the Oscars Best Actor Award in 2002 for the movie Training Day?
Pass.
What universe is Stan Lee known for?
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Correct. Who is Gayle King's famous BFF?
Pass.
Which R&B singer won the Grammy for Best Male R&B Vocal for the song Ordinary People in 2006?
John Legend.
Correct. Who is Joe Manganiello's Manganiello married to? She's from Modern Family.
Can you repeat the question?
Who is Joe Manganiello married to? She stars in Modern Family.
I'm afraid I don't know.
The answer is Sofia Vergara. Okay, oh, who won the Best Actor Award in 2002 for the movie Training Day?
I guess I don't know too.
Denzel Washington!
Denzel is the answer. And who is Gayle King's famous BFF?
You're my BFF. You're my BFF.
You're all my BFF.
You're all my BFF.
Alam mo na?
No.
It's Oprah. Oprah Winfrey. So you got 2 for 5. It's okay. Good job. Anyway, and thank you for joining us, Erwin. You got to try this again tomorrow, okay?
You have to try it again.
Bye, Erwin. Aw, my theme actually yung quiz today.
Alam ko.
Ano?
Best.
Best?
Kasi best friend, best
no.
star, best...
Oh, well, true. No. December 28th, birthday celebrants.
Oh!
Yeah, because it's December 28th. So, yeah, they all share the same birthday.
They were all born on the... That's a good day to be born.
Denzel, Stan Lee, Gayle King, John Legend, and Joe Manganiello.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think Dame Maggie Smith as well.
Okay.
So, daming celeb birthdays today.
Oh, nga, no?
But anyway, that's the wake-up quiz for you today. We'll do it again at 6 o'clock tomorrow. The wake-up quiz. You snooze!
You lose!
The wake-up quiz on TMR. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today. Okay, so, you know, a lot of people, well, we all know that it's the season to be jolly and to be happy, but let's be honest, you know, the holidays are also a very big source of anxiety for people.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we are doing the top 10 hashtag, my holiday anxiety.
Oh, okay.
So, iba-iba tayo ng pinaghuhugutan ng anxiety for this season. So, let's give you examples. My holiday anxiety. The need to get along with relatives you don't really get along with during reunions in the name of the, quote, holiday spirit. Yeah. So, basically, makikipagplastikan
ka. It's like anticipation.
We should have marquee for this example.
I know, right?
Ano kaya yung sasabihin?
Hindi, pero maganda pa nga kay Mark because it's out there.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, they tell him what they think.
They're very blunt.
He tells them what he thinks. So, it's fine. Mas mahirap yung parang it's an undercurrent.
And then it's an every year
thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? And another example, my holiday anxiety. Absent-mindedly preparing for traditions you used to do with your ex only to remember they're already your ex. Alam mo nawala sa isip mo. Alam mo naman, obviously, na hiwalay na kayo. Pero because you've been doing it for so long, kunyari long-term relationship, medyo nawala sa isip mo. And you're like, wait a minute, why am I preparing for dinner for two?
I mean, I wasn't a long-term relationship, but I never really had holiday traditions.
You never had holiday? Kasi sa ano kayo, ibang araw kayo na. Sa ibang araw kasi kayo eh.
But it's not considered as a tradition, right?
It is? Hindi ka ba, ano, hindi ka ba parang nagiging wistful pag kanyari December 26, January 2,
Feb 15. Oh, hindi ah. No, kasi it wasn't, I never really thought of it that way. I never even realized that it was like the situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it never dawned on me. Maybe because at the time when I was in a relationship, my family was still here also.
Oh, well,
so
yeah,
obviously
there.
I would be with my family and yeah, so parang wala namang change
pero
of pace.
Pero kasi usually
kasi
pag
tawag
ano,
dun, ano, justification.
Kasi diba pag ano, pag meron kang traditions with the family, meron kang traditions with your significant other.
Yeah.
So alam mo yun, yung parang meron kayong, I don't know, whatever it is, like,
like who, where you're spending it.
Yes.
Which family you're spending it with. Yung iba, di ba, parang pag sa kanila nag-Christmas Eve, dun sa kabila mag-Christmas Day. Mm-hmm.
All the couples in our family.
Ganon.
Meron siyang, and usually we, well, pre-pandemic, we reserved, parang our families like, Christmas na lang kayo humayo. Para New Year's, magkakasama tayo.
Right.
So usually Christmas, very kanya-kanya na kami. Kasi like,
but you would have your Christmas lunch, right? It's like a bonga.
Yes. Kasi di ba parang mas ano, mas coveted yung Noche Buena slot.
Hmm.
So kami parang like, sige na, we'll give up the Christmas just to make sure that all the couples are together New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Mas big kasi sa amin yung New Year. So, yeah.
Nagpapaputo kayo.
Not anymore.
No, but before.
Before.
And was it like a big thing?
Kasi, you know, yeah, it was a big thing. Kasi rin, we would be in Tagaytay, in Alfonso.
Okay.
Not Tagaytay. But yeah, but like, there's so much empty space. Tapos it's okay because you don't get asthma after. Kasi, kami lang yun nandun eh. So nobody else does fireworks.
In ano, may warning, sinasabi na, puto ka na.
May countdown.
Oo nga.
10, 9, 8, Happy New Year! Tapos
okay.
Tsaka parang
alam,
ang tawag.
Hindi bulatan, ganun.
Paputok ang tawag.
Oo nga, diba? Oo, puto ka na.
Kaya nga, paputokan.
Hindi. Paputok lang sa amin. Sa inyo siguro. Sa mga kwarto nyo.
Ano na kasi ako eh.
Ganun ang tawag doon.
May trauma kasi ako sa ano, sa paputok, diba? Naputokan ako sa
in between the legs.
All right. Oo nga, you said.
Kaya parang that's such a good idea na, diba?
Kasi sa
ano
eh, sa langit dapat kasi, hindi in between the legs. Iba yun eh.
I thought.
Yeah. Another example, my holiday anxiety. Having to attend so many parties and then being body shamed for gaining weight. Alam mo yung, kain tayo ng kain eh. Tapos bilang sasabihin mo, ba't ako tumataba?
Yeah, parang,
hello.
I just saw a post last night from this a coach na parang you don't have to earn what you're gonna eat, so it's okay if you don't work out during the holidays.
Right.
You know what I mean? Na parang you don't have to make yourself feel bad for enjoying all the food that you're just about to eat, diba? Parang
yeah.
The holidays are here for you to enjoy, and it's okay. Na parang it's also nice coming from a coach. You know,
don't
I mean
give up lang. Kasi minsan parang yung iba, pag nag-gain na sila ng weight, parang...
Eh, tapos na.
Ayoko na mag-workout.
Hindi, tsaka ang difference kasi ngayon, it's not just holiday weight eh. Pandemic weight gain din.
Yes.
Or weight loss in some cases.
In some cases, yeah.
Uh-huh.
My holiday anxiety, I don't have a problem with the holidays, to be honest. It's more of a coming back to work after. That's the problem. Especially for people like... Kasi tayo, di ba, we actually don't have any days off for Christmas and New Year. But I can imagine for people na yung before Christmas, tipo 23rd last day nila, tas ang balik nila January 3 na.
Yeah.
Ang hirap bumalik, gets. Yung parang obviously you're very thankful you have work. But, you know, let's
be
honest.
Yeah, we get it.
It's like, how can I come back after 2 weeks of not doing anything?
But I think it's really smart na when you're new, you're usually put in a later slot, time slot.
Yeah.
So medyo may appreciation ka dun sa kahit may pasok. For example, now that I board in the morning, I'm like, yay, like, you're tapos done. Na ako by yeah. 10 a.m. Kasi exactly. na-experience ko na how many times yung or at work, as in literal na putukan. Mm. Ayan na naman tayo sa putukan. Mm. Literal na ano na.
Bawal yun.
Oh, hindi, oh. Huwag kang gumawa ng story. Si Kuya Albert yung nandito. Walang putukan na nangyayari, ha. Nakasilip lang kami, ganun. Hindi, pero totoo, di ba? Parang ma-appreciate mo siya.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm sure a lot of people experience that also. Not just in radio, but in a lot of different industries na medyo 24 hours.
Like news, yeah. Hospitals. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. One last example, my holiday anxiety. Saan ko ba babatiin si crush ng Merry Christmas? Sa feed niya. Dedicated post sa feed ko. Comment sa post niya. DM, text, Viber, Telegram, with notipic.
Hindi mo na alam kung saan, sa dami.
At saka DM. Parang, don't you get that sometimes? Yung like, oo nga, no? Like, pag nakita mo na kunyari sa Facebook na nag-post sila na that they're thanking everybody for the greets, parang, can I also just greet here? Or would they feel like dapat separate greeting?
Yeah.
Gets?
Weird,
para
no?
Para mapansin, DM na.
I think one channel should be enough. I mean, kasi parang ang weird naman if you're everywhere. Oo.
Tsaka kahit hindi crush, parang in general, yung parang like, obviously, pag yung kunyari, if they're just your Facebook friends, then yeah, that would be cool. Pero pag yung kunyari, friend mo talaga, yung parang, is it not enough if I just say happy birthday in the comments? Kailangan ba may personal happy birthday? Gets? Yung parang,
oh my God.
Meron siya, like obviously, if it's your significant other, hindi pwede, di ba? Kailangan personal. Pag family, yeah, definitely. Pero, pag kunyari ba, Viber group ng family, pwede na yun? Do you still have to greet them outside of it? Yung may mga ganong questions ka na minsan, yeah, it gets a little stressful.
Alam mo, may certain kind of closeness that I don't greet them online at all.
Yeah.
Because I want to see them. Like, I have a goal that I want to see them and then I want to greet them
right.
in person.
Right, right.
Pero alam mo yun, yung parang on the surface, mukhang di ka nag-greet.
Diba? Kasi wala kang post eh. Oo.
Pero baka sabihin ng friends mo, but di mo...
Hindi, like for example, we have an RX group, right?
Yeah.
So, if I've already greeted any of the three of you,
it's not enough.
It's okay if
it's not enough.
Dapat pati sa chat?
Dapat ano, lahat ng social media, tapos ano, may pa-cake, tapos may pa, can't say no challenge sa credit card mo.
Oh, hello? Saan ang galing? Ako feeling ko, yun yung main point. Wala kayo pakialam
sa greeting.
It was leading up to the can't say no challenge sa credit card.
Grabe. Ako kaya yung unang nag-suggest niyan. And... upcoming birthday mo!
Feeling ko yan yung talagang main point eh. Yan
di
yung
naman.
Main point.
No, pero it's true. I get it. Ako kasi, I usually lean towards, pag ako yung bumabate, I usually lean towards, pag binati na kita sa isa, that should be enough. But kung ako naman yung recipient ng greetings, I'm okay with one also, but I do appreciate the extra effort. Like for example, yun nga, gin-greet ka sa group, right? And then mag-message pa separately.
That's what I mean.
That's some people, appreciated,
some
but not necessary.
Probably feel like, ay, but parang ano, but parang walang personal na greet or something.
Ako as a recipient of the greeting, parang one is enough. And
it depends on kung sino eh.
Kung sino, obviously. Pero syempre kasi onti lang din naman yung close circle of friends.
Right.
Diba?
Yeah.
The people that I trust. So parang sa akin, one is enough. Tapos pag hindi pa tayo close, zero is fine.
No, zero parang is preferred.
Kasi parang yung wag mo na kung guluhin.
Oo, totoo.
Hindi, pero parang... So, wala kasi yung masyadong pakiin.
TBH ng Christmas Day.
Ha?
TBH ng Christmas, I actually didn't greet anyone. Like, I literally just replied to people who messaged me. I didn't even get to reply to everyone, I think. But like... kasi medyo natulog ako lang madami
kasi for me, that's why we post.
Yeah.
I mean, gets. Yung parang on Instagram, on Facebook, na meron kang Christmas post. Na parang...
blanket greet na
parang
yun.
Blanket greet na parang, obviously, I can't really like greet everybody. So,
yeah.
I'll just post that. And if you see it, hopefully you see it. That's my greeting for everyone.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Na parang, and especially in the age of social media, medyo ganun na talaga
nung,
now
eh. Nung 26 nga, dapat may i-Merry Christmas ako kasi hindi ko nabati nung 25. Mm. Tapos para hindi naman din niya ako binate. But I was like, yung dati kong crush na Facebook friend ko. Anyway, parang naisip ko lang, parang, maybe I should greet her. Tapos parang bigla akong napaisip, ay, wait lang, parang 26 na. Para namang parang, masyadong hindi maka-get over. So I was like, you know what, I'll just greet her on New Year's na lang. New Year's Day na lang.
Parang pinag-isipan masyado.
Oo eh, parang hindi naman kaaya-aya na i-message pa ba ng 26. Baka magkaroon pa ng meaning yung greeting.
Eh, meron naman talaga eh.
Hindi, di naman. Grabe na, may meaning agad.
And, but there you go. Yeah, like, you know, let's just talk about it. And sometimes there, you know, our stress is, you know, not really that big, but sometimes it is. But, you know, let's just let it all out so that it's out of our system. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Holiday Anxiety in all your tweets.
Hey, don't forget, if you got greets, you can send them over at rx931. Go ahead and tweet us. We'll give you a shout out. You can also send in your requests via Twitter, or you can send it via the Monster text line. We're on Viber and Telegram, 0961-1367-931. Again, that's 0961-1367-931.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
For now, it's time for tea over coffee.
Yeah.
Let's talk about not you.
Who are you looking
Somebody
at?
Somebody was calling me.
Okay.
It's my order. Okay, thanks a lot. Anyway, no, we're talking about Victoria Beckham and David Beckham. They're roasting each other online for their singing skills in a video posted to Instagram over the weekend. Victoria and her hubby roasted each other by, first Victoria said, "Oh my God, he's actually trying. You were trying hard with that vocal." That was when David Beckham tried to sing Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song while sitting fireside in a Santa Claus hat. Now, David clapped back, and I feel like he won this one with this very, very simple line. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Adele." Oh. It's so simple. Brutal. No, I mean, I feel like he won because he's not really a singer. He's an athlete.
Yeah.
But Victoria Beckham is actually a singer.
Yeah.
So parang mas parang ouch. OMG.
Nagsalita si Adele.
Right? Feeling ko ano.
But
I'm gonna...
So
kung ako yun, tatahimik na lang ako. Kung
ako yun, tampururot na ako. Hindi tayo mag-uusap.
Bilhan mo ako ng diamonds.
I will literally be upset. Feeling
say
ko mapipi
sorry.
Ko na ako. Mapipi ko na ako. Pero buti na
but
lang.
But it's such a good clap.
I know.
How could you feel picon? Kasi ako pag napatawa mo ako, like... Feeling ko hahagalpak ako sa tao. Pag pinatawa mo ko, hindi na ako mapipikon from you. It's like a roast. Di ba sa RuPaul, they always say it na parang, if you make me laugh, great.
Yeah.
But if you fail to make me laugh, then a roast is just an insult.
Yeah.
So I super agree. Kaya nga, di ba, minsan talaga yung merong biro na nakakatuwa, merong biro na parang, that's not funny.
There needs to be ano kasi like a threshold. Alam mo
yes,
yun?
Yes. Hindi kasi to be fair, nangyari na kasi sa akin. Masakit siya, masakit yung biro. Pero nakakatawa kasi. Tapos alam mo yung medyo yung sama ng loob mo afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi you're like, loko to ah.
I get it.
Alam
wait
mo yung mega
nun.
Pero to, yun nga, like I said,
it's easier to forgive.
It's easier to forgive.
Yeah.
Kasi sa akin, parang isipin ko, kung ako yun ba, mapapalampas ko, eh, perfect yung hirit eh.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun, yeah, it's a little, it stings a little bit, pero I guess for the sake of humor, especially us, we should be very understanding because we're in that business. Di ba minsan you're like,
Parang fine. Ganun eh.
To a celeb, yung parang, I know it's a little inappropriate, but it's just so funny.
yung parang ano, ganun. Kapag like, inaasar niyo ako sa singing ko, I know kasi you like it. That's why. Kaya parang ako, tawa-tawa.
Parang okay
ako
lang ako na ma-offend.
Para tumigil ka na. Actually, tinatry talaga namin ma-offend ka. Kasi I parang, know that you like it and I'm gonna do it again.
Kasi parang, iniisip ka rin namin eh. Yung parang, don't do this in public. with people who are not really your friend.
Kasi, parang nung isang araw nakakahiya. May kasama ako. So, hindi pa, I mean like, basta parang in public, ganun. Tapos narinig ko yung We Belong Together. Eh, di ba yung simula na yun? Wow-wow. Tapos yung pagka-wow-wow ko, parang sobrang wala sa tono.
Ba't yung wow-wow mo para Lady Gaga?
Ganun like,
wow-wow-wow. Parang yung bad romance yung We Belong Together.
Hindi nga, buti nga ikaw, Lady Gaga. Ako naisip ko parang sirang ambulansya. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow.
wow, wow. I cannot. But yeah, I mean, it's cute. Especially, it's cute. You know, if you love each other, of course, yeah. That's fine. You can do that, diba? Wala namang
pikunan. Let's do that
online. What do you mean?
About the singing?
Let's roast each other.
Ay, naku. But there you go. That's the tea. Very quick tea for you guys. Oh, yeah. And we didn't talk about it yesterday, but Army Milliare, diba, announced
yes.
that she's no longer part of UDD oh. of Dharma Down.
Oh, okay.
So, they're down one member. There you go. Anyway.
Up Dharma Down one member.
Yes, up Dharma Down one member. Yes. Now they're minus Army. But yeah, it's 7:10. If you want to sound off on Tea Over Coffee, you can do that on Twitter with the hashtag Tea Over Coffee.
Tea Over Coffee.
Tea Over Coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we're talking about holiday stress, holiday anxiety. So, top 10, hashtag my holiday anxiety. Let's start off with Blue Gray and Emo Fats. Yung the whole paglilista ng inaanap and whether I missed out any name. Just... Was it a couple of days ago? Like, Hazel and I were talking about how parang marunong pa ba ako mag-shopping for...
yeah, like, you're not.
Hindi, not just. Yung parang,
in general.
Kasi yeah. Diba we missed the Christmas na parang it was okay not to give gifts. So, parang...
Parang nakalimutan mo what it's like.
Na parang uh-oh. Like, ay, pwede na nga pala magbigay ng
yeah. gift.
Pwede
yeah.
na pala mag-shopping. And uh-oh. You're like, crap, and I didn't do anything. Kasi in our heads, it's like... It's a pandemic. Nobody's going to be giving yeah. gifts. And then you realize...
Nagkikita-kita na nga pala yung mga tao ngayon.
Nagkikita-kita na yung mga tao. And then suddenly, biglang, you start getting so many gifts. And you're like...
And you feel the pressure.
I didn't buy anything for any of
yes,
you.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, that is a cause of stress. Number 9 from the Super Malas Guy. My holiday anxiety. Ang dami kong GC na uubusin. Baka mag-expire na lang.
Hey, that's a good problem to
yes,
have.
That is a wonderful
but
problem.
But wait, there's an expiration date? Because usually, di ba wala?
Dapat wala.
Sabi
na.
Nila wala na, di ba? There was a, I don't remember, a few years ago and di ba, it was said na starting now, wala nang expiration yung mga GC.
Bawal na.
Yeah,
bawal
na siya. As good as cash, di ba?
Pero like, for example,
pag mga discounts,
I know na even with the pandemic, alam ko merong...
Meron kasi pa rin valid until yung ibang GCs.
Yeah,
eh.
Ang alam ko ano, like rebooking, ewan ko kung flight o ano, pero something like nakailan na kasi sila ng rebook to the point na even if it's still pandemic related, hindi, parang last na siya.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yung parang they're given one last chance. To, mm-hmm. Eh, di ba parang medyo, eh, to the
paano
States.
Paano yun? Kailan ka naman makaka-
hindi, tsaka ang argument mo kasi, this is like, to the States.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, it's really bad in the U.S. now.
Yep.
We're actually yeah. so much better,
yeah.
in a much better place in the U.S. In mm-hmm. the U.S., it is, there's a big surge in
yeah.
the Omicron variant. So, but mo naman pipilitin if it's dangerous, mm-hmm. you know, and like if you have kids with you, diba? I don't know. I don't know how it works. Number nine, coming from, let me see here. Eight na pala, sorry. J.R. Keita. My holiday anxiety. Doon talaga sa regalo na hindi ko magustuhan, pero kailangan kunyari nagustuhan.
Remember, it's the thought that counts. Yung nirigalo sa'yo, whether in-efforta niya yun or hindi. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still say, that's still saying something.
Yeah, because they thought about you.
Yeah.
Pero kung effort ka, sa ano, sa banyo ka, huwag kang effort sa... Kasi yung pagkakasabi ni Hazel, in-effortan. Parang pangit ng in-effortan.
I remember.
In-effortan ka naman niya, yuck! I'm not into that.
I cannot. Nag-effort naman siya
for you. I remember there was a time we got a gift from a tita that we don't know. Like, yung parang ako, na-meet mo na ba to kami na sister ko?
Relative ba namin?
Oo, yung parang relative ba namin? So, parang binaksan namin yung gifts, okay? Yung sa akin, brief. Wait lang.
Accurate.
Tapos, yung sa sister ko kasi, my sister kasi is a little, parang on the heavier side.
Yeah.
Tapos, nakuha niya baby tee na sobrang liit. Wait lang, like small. This, pinilit. Alam mo yung parang naisip ko, this is such a good gift also because it made us laugh.
Yeah.
Pinilit ng sister ko, suotin yung baby tee. Hindi umabot sa ano chest niya. Nasa neck. Parang sa neck necklace.
Naging scarf.
Naging choker.
Naging scarf siya. Yung sister ko parang, okay yung scarf.
Ikaw, so ikaw, tinryan mo yung brief.
Tinaim ko yung brief, syempre, ang laki.
Did it feel parang...
Parang natural.
Right? Did it feel right?
Did it ang feel laki like... kasi.
Sabi ba nung ano, nung down there mo, I'm home.
Napakanta ka ba ng, I am what I am. I am what my own
I feel like.
Special creation.
I feel like I would be open to wearing briefs. Kasi di ba ano, parang, or not.
Di ba may lady brief?
Ba? Yung
merong lady yun brief, yung parang siyang...
I think I have purchased one.
Right? Parang, a certain brand that's
parang
popular.
Parang lady boxers. Parang siyang boy leg panties. Pero, ha?
Kasi naisip ko nang baka parang softer ba yung ano.
Pero yung brief na legit na briefs, I've never tried wearing.
No, because there's a pouch kasi for briefs, which is would be weird because lulundo siya for females. But I'm just thinking... Kasi diba, one popular brand for a time that's specifically for men.
Nagkaroon sila ng lady briefs.
Yes. And it'll look pretty good. I saw photos right. And it's like...
Yung letter H?
Yung para, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean letter H?
Yung brand?
Diba J?
Ah, alam ko yung H din meron.
I think nauso siya for a time. Eh, na yun nga, the menswear tried to get into the female market.
Mm.
Tapos yung very ano siya, yung ang ano niya kasi marketing niya is no frills. Yung hindi siya yung kikay.
Right.
Very ano, very like, I'm here to work. Mm. You know, very plain, very
like,
cotton
like
lang. Well, may colors din. Pero yung cut niya very, very firm. Parang very briefs yung itsura. Pero flat. Hindi siya yung may...
Walang lulundo.
So, good for...
It's pretty you know. Comfortable.
Tapos
mukha
siyang
for, like,
comfortable.
For sleeping.
Ha?
Alam mo yun? Yeah.
Promise. Mukha siyang... Well, sa photos. Ha? Like, I was like, oh, that looks really comfortable.
Yeah.
And number 7 from Archer Aguilar, my holiday anxiety. The ever-present danger na ma-discover ng family ko mga social media ko outside of Facebook. Kasi makikita nila yung totoong alat niya.
And a lot of people pa naman, all the rants na family-related, yeah. Pinapost nila on
you assume
their social media.
They don't know your other social media.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo na kung medyo alter nga, di ba na?
Uh-uh.
Hindi naman nila alam na ikaw yun.
Yeah.
Pero patay pag
nalaman. When I see rants on Twitter, yeah, ang dami. Like, super madami yung parang...
And no holds barred, no?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Yung medyo duguan kap
yung talagang nilalaglag
kanya.
Yung pamilya
sobra,
talaga to
sobra.
The nth degree.
Number 6 coming from Camilo.
Wait lang, kayo ba are you guys friends with your family members on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm not active on Facebook. Oh. I mean,
but
I'm on Facebook, but I don't really post.
But
so.
For other stuff, I don't know na. Kasi, di ba, like, hindi siya parang friends. More
and
like,
plus,
if follow ka lang
nila. And plus,
you
live a public life din.
No.
Yeah.
Hindi
yeah.
naman naka-private yung mga accounts.
Pero yeah,
parang
ako, I'm
ako,
not.
Ako din eh.
I think just my sister and my brother.
Because you have a lot to hide. You know, it makes sense.
Isa ko pa atang sister, hindi ko friend na
person. Kasi parang I think you still want to be in good terms with your parents. Kaya hindi mo sila inaan. Kaya...
Pero wala naman akong tinatago. Alam mo yun?
Pero kahit sa pulis?
Kahit sa chest freezer?
Alam mo ba, nung isang araw, I was super honest na lang kay, ano, kay Doc Rose. Kasi sabi niya, anak, isasali kita dun sa, ano, messenger group natin for the family reunion. Sabi ko, ma, wag na. Ayoko nang maingay. Tapos parang siya, itong sama.
Ang sagot doon, hindi nyo alam kung gaano kasama.
You have no idea.
The level of evil. Para nagda-rhyme dapat eh.
The level of evil.
Yeah. Numbers 6 from Camilo. My holiday anxiety. Having to maintain the life of the party facade despite my broken heart. Lalo na yung alam mo yung ikaw talaga yung... Alam na ng family mo, ng friends mo, na ikaw yung bangka.
Usually,
pag mga kasiyahan.
Yeah.
And you can't, you're not really in the mood to tell them that I'm not really in a good place right now. So parang, kesa ma-sad lahat, or you have to explain it to everybody na you're not really up to it. Parang, sige na lang, pipilitin mo na lang maging life of the party.
Kaya mahirap yung ano eh. Mahirap yung... You're known for one thing.
Yeah.
Mas okay talaga the duality. Ako, I love that I can be the life of the party one day. The next, pag tinotopak ako, I can be like giving everybody the silent treatment.
I will and nobody will destroy the party.
Yeah, and nobody will question it.
Yeah.
Because they're used to me being
they know.
Moody. Alam mo yun?
Kaya marami nagugulat kay Rica. Kasi hindi nga nila alam na may pitik.
Oh, okay. Na hindi talaga ako life of the party.
hindi sila familiar sa pitik eh.
True.
Kaya pag pumitik, parang like,
patago yung pitik eh. Ano nangyari?
Diba? So,
kailan nyo ba last nakita yung pitik ko?
Hindi, ako favorite ko. Wala ako. Yun yung sa van na umuulan. Nagutom ka na.
O si, matagal na yun.
Hindi, matagal na yun. Pero tuwan-tuwa
ako
sa story.
Mauna na ako, ha?
Okay, backstory. Nagyayaya na siyang kumain. Uh-huh. Kasi hangry na siya eh.
Sa Baguio to, ha?
Baguio. Uh-huh. Eh, umuulan. So, everyone was like, hintayin na lang natin
yung van.
Pumila.
Oo. Hintayin natin yung van.
Hintayin natin uh-huh. yung van.
Eh, malapit lang naman talaga yung kakainan. Like, literal na lalabas ka lang, tapos a few steps, nandun ka na.
Nandun ka na.
Oo. But then, we wanted to wait for the van because we don't want to get wet.
Right? It's and, Baguio and it's cold.
Eh, tsaka parang, ako kasi pag gano'n nagutom na ako, for me, parang, well, I waited this long already. What's another, like, 5 minutes? You know what I mean? Like, okay lang. Eh, itong isa.
Wala.
Hindi. Walang makakapigil.
Ano yung script?
Mauna na ako ah. Tapos talagang like,
tapos Jesus, hindi mapahali.
Biglang nagkamuti. Oo, walked out. Tapos parang kami lahat, ay ako naman, parang okay.
Kasi parang, ay di kumain ka.
Ay di kumain. I'm away from the van, you know.
Tapos sa akin si JC, di ba?
Sinundan ka. Oh, what a nice friend.
Hindi kasi alam niya na parang napapaya ako sa friend ko eh. Samahan ko nang.
Second hand cringe eh. Pero yeah. No, we also have a friend. Sobrang gets na namin yun. Like, she is the nicest person you will ever meet. But when she's hungry, kami hindi hungry, tawag namin Hulk. Naku, Hulk na si friend namin. Alam na namin yun na parang, we have to stop whatever it is we're doing. Let's go get something.
We gotta feed her.
We have to feed her. She will turn into the Hulk.
Oh, wow. Hindi ko gets eh.
Meron like, talaga genuinely, kasing hangry mode.
Madalas kasi ako malipasan ng gutom kasi minsan sa katamaran.
Hindi pwede sa ibang tao yun. Ako rin kasi, I can completely... Yeah. Like sometimes, like Baby Will, pag wala si Baby Will, pag hindi kami magkasama. Like,
yan, walang magluluto siya, for you.
Walang magluluto. Sabi niya, anong kinain mo? Ako,
wala.
Mag-order ako. Yung totoo, hindi ako kumakain.
Ako din ganyan. Yung parang misan kasi, pag winay ko yung kung ano yung mas mahirap, minsan mas mahirap na magluto pa. Saka, and
walang,
all that.
Walang drama. Yeah, it's like, I'll just not
I'll
eat.
Wait for the next meal.
I'll just keep lunch altogether.
Although, matagal na yung last one na hangry. Kasi nga, I learned my lesson. So, lagi ako may snack.
Kumakain ka na.
Lagi na ako makain.
No, kasi yung friend namin na yun. Like, literal. Ganon. Like, yung mag-huff and puff na siya. Yung, hindi naman siya yung, hindi ka naman niya sisigawan or anything. Uh-oh. But like, kesa ma-BV lahat, magdi-disappear na yan.
Mm,
maghanap na
lang
food.
Na siya ng food.
So kami, alam na namin na parang, alika na, kain na tayo. Kasi, so, minsan, once lang niya sasabihin na, kain na tayo, go. Like, drop whatever it is.
Pero okay din naman yung ganun, na alam mo yung source of topak.
Oh yeah.
Mas mahirap
kasi
parang, in some cases, yung parang hindi mo alam kung what set them off.
Yung babalik parang, na lang ng ano, hotel room.
Kasi mabilis kayo maglakad. Tapos yung nagalit na pala kasi hindi mo siya hinihintay.
Tapos magme-message na lang. Oh, diba?
Bigla na lang. Parang, hindi mo na alam na ba't kayo galit.
I mean, I don't hide it. Hindi, diba? Like, alam ko naman, for me, kasi anything can set me off. Not necessarily yung yun, being hangry, not so much eh. But other things. And minsan the littlest thing na hindi mo iisipin will bother me, sometimes bothers me. It depends on the mood I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm pretty moody.
Kaya naalala ko dati. Remember there was this like, this really like hyped restaurant that was opening and we were invited to it and we had to walk.
Oh.
Kasi walang parking. I kept checking, kailangan natin maglakad ng mabilis ha? Hindi ka namin iniiwan ha? Para to make sure.
Yes, true story. Para pagdating doon, hindi ako galit sa lahat ng tao.
I kept checking talaga na, ano to ha? Kasi diba, ano, dapat nandun na tayo ng 7, eh 7:30 na.
Hindi naman ako nag-tantrums noon.
Hindi nga, pero
aware
just checking.
Aware naman ako. Tsaka nakaka-keep up naman ako sa pace noon.
Hindi ka nga pwede sumama kina Marky and Chico. Kasi pag, especially pag nagpo-Pokemon kayo.
Oy, nagpo-Pokemon sila sa ano? Saan ba tayo noon?
Mega?
Vietnam? Taipei?
Vietnam.
Oo, kasama ko sila. Okay, nakaka-keep up naman ako. It depends talaga on my mood.
Bakit sa Taipei, iniwan mo ko? Parang, alam mo ba, nagkaroon kami ng moment ni Hazel. Remember sa ano? Sa Shimete. Hindi ako, hindi sumama loob ko. Pero alam ko yung natural, ang natural sa atin na nag-part ways lang tayo bigla sa Shimen Kine. Na-feel ko na parang.
Di parang, ay, bahala ka na dyan.
Sabi ko, ah, okay, ito na. Message ko na
lang siya. Alam mo, minsan di ko rin ma-explain why may topak din ako
Mom,
when it comes to stuff.
Like, tapos, napag-usapan natin, oh, tara, mag-shopping tayo sa Shimen Kine.
Tapos, iniwan kita. Hindi ko maalala.
Hindi mo ko iniwan. More like,
nag-iwalay tayo.
Like, alam ko na din.
Baka gusto mo na rin kasi humiwalay.
Hindi, tapos after, mga 15 minutes, nag-meet din tayo.
Yung parang kailangan nyo lang ng konting break.
Oh.
Parang, I just need to not see you for a few minutes.
Oh my God. I'm a drifter. Just pag yung mga sa traveling, I tend to like, all of a sudden, be away from the group. Yung bigla akong maglilinger sa isang ano, para mauna yung mga tao. I tend to like, to do, I don't know why. Pero yeah, yun nga. Tapos minsan meron din akong topak na person ano related. Yung parang...
Specific to that
specific,
person.
Specific. Suddenly, I don't like this person. Could be like a really good friend. It could be, I don't know, could be anyone. Like biglang meron akong...
It sets you off.
Meron akong feeling of naiinis ako dun sa tao na yun. Uh-oh. So for a while, I won't talk to you. I won't reply to you. Ganon. May ganon. And I don't know. I'm just warning everybody. So now you know.
Sana di ako mawapak one day.
And I think you'll know.
Uh-oh.
I think you'll know if like you're the one. I feel probably
subtlety is not an option.
Ako kasi pag may ganyan, tapos hindi naman talaga importante yung rason. I'll really, really try to not let you know that I'm that
your
I'm upset. Kasi I don't like to have I look far ahead eh. Ayoko yung point na tatanungin mo ko na ba't ka ba nagalit? Kasi ang bilis.
You don't like the drama.
I don't like the drama. At saka lalo na pag yung ang bilis nyo kasi maglakad, hindi nyo ako hinintay. I will feel so childish if I were to
I don't care! You can't stop me from feeling the way I feel.
I can't.
My feelings are valid.
Kasi kung seryoso, I will let you know. Kasi it means I'm okay if we were to talk about it. Kunyari magkaroon tayo ng confrontation.
Uh-huh.
Kasi I will have valid things to say.
Yung, bakit hindi ba valid yung naiyog na mabilis kayong maglakay?
Do I have to answer that?
My feelings are valid.
Ano yung naisip ko si Hazel na nito sa likod? Yung nakakross yung arms.
Then, nakapamewang.
Nakapamewang.
I think it's called, ano, valuing yourself. And, you know, your feelings.
Your feelings.
Oh, listening to how you feel and making sure everybody knows how you feel.
Pakikisama is out the window.
Pakisamahan nyo ko.
Pakikisama,
hindi nakikisama.
Pakikisama exists. Pero you to me. Not me to you.
Ay, di naman. Grabe naman kayo. Ito si Chico, walang pitik eh.
Ang gusto ko, yung magsama kayo ni Tom. Tapos maglalakad kayo.
Oh my
Feeling
God.
Feeling ko hindi mo na siya kakausapin.
No, ano pa? Ano aasarin ka pa? Pipicturan ka pa niya ng mga ano?
Alam mo yung tipong naiyak ka na tapos pinipicturan ka pa?
No, there was one time when I used to board with Tom na nagkaroon kami ng friction. Oo, napikon ako. Ganun din, napikon ako for something. Eh, kasi you know, he's mapang-asar, di ba?
Oo.
Like your typical guy friend na parang doesn't know when to
Walang
quit.
Walang preno.
Pikon na ako, tapos ayaw pa tumigil. So, hindi na ako nagsasalita. And then, at the time, we had a third partner, si Fritz. He was the one that felt
all awkward.
Tom, tama na. Ganon. As in. Tapos parang, are you okay? Tapos parang, ano may stress na stress siya. Feeling ko, gusto niya na mag-resign na after.
Parang,
bakit na kasama dito? Parang, buhis itong mga to. Ako yung nasa-stress. Wala naman akong ginagawa. Oo.
Alam mo yun, pero di ba ang hirap nun? Yung alam mo wala kang kasalanan. Pero, you're like,
nadadamay ka kasi.
Yeah, pero, like you wanna fix the situation.
But the other person is already angry and you can't help but think, is she also angry at me? I didn't do anything.
Which is why, pero mas okay din kasi there's someone to diffuse the situation.
Well, yeah.
Which is why it's more difficult pag it's one-on-one.
Baka nagrambulan kayo.
Ay, kasi pag magkaaway na kayo, di ba, paano
no one
will
couples,
mediate?
Di ba, ang hirap? Kasi parang, who will mediate? Eh, kayo na nga yung couple.
Kaya yung couples counseling works.
It works. Number 5, coming from Genshin Impacto, my holiday anxiety. Yung di natuloy yung long-planned long weekend niyo. Dahil hindi in-approve ni boss yung leave mo.
No.
I would just go. sabihin ng boss mo, you can go
and not come back.
Ganun.
At saka ano, meron talagang case sometimes na minsan pa, kung sino pa yung doing their job, sila pa yung parang, bakit parang kasalanan ko?
Yeah.
Like, I know of a case where like, kunyari tayong apat. Mm. Parang lahat tayo nag-file ng leave. Kunyari hindi tayo jocks, yung corporate ganyan. Tapos parang, kunyari ako yung walang absent, nakaabot ng quota, lahat blah 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 blah. Tapos sabay-sabay tayo nag-file ng leave for Christmas. Kayong tatlo pinayagan, ako hindi.
Kasi ikaw yung kailangan.
Kasi ako yung kailangan.
Diba?
Like and this case that I know. At talagang like no. Why am I being punished for doing my job?
Exactly.
Why, how come they get to be on leave and not me? Tapos yun, pinayagan siya.
Eh, dapat naman talaga.
Pero
kasi
diba,
unfair
like,
naman yun.
Ang weird. Ikaw na nga dapat yung nire-reward. Parang ikaw pa yung pinaparusahan dahil ikaw yung reliable.
Oo, it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
When you think about it, diba? Kailangan mo talagang mag-aklas pag ganyan.
Oo, diba? Yung parang maki.
I'm so sorry. Pero hindi ako papayag.
Diba? Ang weird. Number 4 from Mon Bebe, my holiday anxiety, piled up workload once people return next year.
Yikes.
Lalo na for you, yung alam mo yung naghihintay na work for you. Yung the break will have its implications.
Yeah.
Number 3 from Milky Bear, torn between gagastusin yung napamasko kasi deserve mo or iipunin kasi yun yung New Year's resolution mo.
Iipunin. Ay, magkaiba tayo.
Parang merong hindi agree sa'yo.
Hindi, tiningnan ko lang siya.
Alam mo, isang araw, I felt so good because I went to the mall thinking that I'm gonna buy something for myself.
Mm.
Yun talaga yung pakay ko. Pero lumabas ako nang wala akong ginastos ni isa.
So I was like, wow, this is that was great. Na parang wala akong nagastos. And now, tapos after nun, yung reward yung sarili ko, tin-transfer ko sa checking account.
Oh, I mean, good on ya.
Pero kami grabe. Like, I realized just how money conscious we have become because of the pandemic. Mm.
Oh, kasi...
Like, it's so weird. Like, yesterday, we decided na parang, halika, let's take church out. Dinner. Yung aming Monday. Mm. Monday dinner. So, ano lang, Eastwood lang. You know, and we had dinner. And then afterwards, biglang si Baby Boy parang, grabe, dinner lang, 1-3. Nakailang home-cooked meals na tayo nun. When before, we would never even think about it.
Right.
Hindi mo isipin yun eh. Yes. Tsaka na ano na yan, Diyos ko, ilan na yung naluto ko na kung sa bahay tayo kumain at ako yung nagluto.
Uh-uh.
Ilang meals na yan. Tapos wala na siya in one like restaurant meal. Well, parang ano lang, it's so different from us 2 years ago.
But that's good, right?
It's a good thing.
I can't wait to...
It's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Yeah, I need to be in that state of mind. I'm on the way there.
Yeah.
Pero enjoyable naman yung meal. Hindi naman parang lugi kayo, diba?
Hindi naman. Oh. Pero alam mo yung meron ka lang perspective.
Right.
Oh. Mm. So, Hazel is on her way there. Mm-mm. Kami nandun na kasi mas mabilis kami maglakad.
Naiiwanan naman ako.
Dadating din siya doon.
Samahan ko si Hazel. Iniisip ko pa naman, diba gusto ko magpa-massage. So I was thinking, magbubuka ko ng massage. And nakita ko tong si Nikki Porter, nag-post sa stories niya. Treat yourself day siya.
Mm.
She had steak. So I was like, let me do the same thing. Iniisip ko, pupunta ako dito sa mall na to where I'm gonna get a massage and then I'm gonna have steak. All to myself. But now that you mentioned all that, tipiran, parang, sige na nga, hindi ko na nga gagawin.
Hindi, like yun nga, like, hindi naman namin pinagsisisihan. We enjoyed the meal. Meron ka lang perspective of, kasi dati, parang,
normal.
And you pay for it. Mm-hmm. Ngayon lang meron ka nung, wow, ilang food na yun, ilang meals na yun.
Yeah.
Pero,
no, kasi sa inyo may meron pang ibang reason Because you're building something,
yes.
Obviously, you have to be conscious of everything, right? When you're doing that.
Yeah. At saka, not just, because like...
In general.
Because you do know, like, we were like one of the badly hit during the typhoon.
Yeah.
We've lost all our trees.
So, paano yun? You're gonna have to replant?
We have to replant everything. We're helping out our neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, like, sobrang sila yung focus namin.
Right.
Because our the one who takes care of our area.
Badly hit.
Not badly hit. Like, they don't have a house.
They lost their home.
They lost their
home.
Kasi nabagsakan ng mga nyog. So, we're like, really like...
You're figuring it out.
We're figuring it out. We're helping them out. Mm-hmm. And I think Baby Whale and one of our... The one who bought the land next to us, who's also a friend, will probably go to Palawan January to help out. Because, alam mo yon, yung parang ang dami mo lang perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we don't deprive ourselves naman of... Pero meron ka lang...
May awareness.
Awareness, exactly. Meron ka lang awareness na... Mahal nun, ha?
Mas may control ka lang ngayon.
Oo.
Yeah.
I think that will be helpful in the next time around.
Yes.
Diba?
Definitely. Number 2 from Christopher Salvador, my holiday anxiety. Sa sobrang tagal ng holiday break mo, yung meron kang feeling na, alam mo, inaccurate naman, pero may feeling ka pa rin nevertheless na hindi mo na alam paano gawin yung work mo pagbalik mo. Yung may, as in, meron kang, huh? Paano to? Sino kayo? Anong office to?
Alam mo, ganyan dati
Amnesia, girl.
Pag grade school, tapos syempre summer break, yung pagbalik mo, hindi ka na marunong mag-Tagalog?
Choke, alam mag-Tagalog. Hindi ka na marunong magsulat. Yung parang, paano nga ba mag-script?
You know, the one time that happened to me was, because you remember, we don't get to take like really long breaks in radio.
Yeah.
Like ever since I started in radio, the one time that I really disappeared for a long time was when I had chicken pox. And I was already a job.
Oh, okay.
So it was like a good 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
What?
And it's the longest that I've been out of work since I started working. Because I don't go on like a month-long vacation.
Right.
We don't have that many vacation leaves, right? Pagbalik ko, like the board looked alien to me.
No, like, what are these buttons?
Like, alam mo naman how they operate. Pero yung like, it's like you're looking at a stranger.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? What is this strange contraption? May ganun ka talagang feeling pag matagal kang...
But it's like riding a bike. Yeah, it gets intimidating at first. And then, you know, you ride it and... Yeah.
And you're like...
Yeah. Muscle memory.
I know my way around here. And the top, my holiday anxiety comes from Queen of Deadma.
Queen of Deadma says,
yung kailangan mong magpretend na okay lang ako kahit hindi ako nabunot sa raffle. True story, 10 lang kaming hindi nabunot sa raffle out of 120 employees sa department namin. Kasi ko,
that sucks.
Not for anything, hindi ko ginagatungan yung entry. Pero like, if I were the boss,
yeah, me too.
Kahit super minor GC,
oo nga, para lang hindi uuwing luhaan.
Para lang masabing hindi lahat.
Yes. Kasi ang dami.
At saka yung ratio, parang
oo, sobrang ang sad ang naman. Gap,
kasi diba? Can you imagine, parang nag-prepare ka ng 110 prizes for 120 employees.
Parang mas okay sana na 10 na lang yung nanalo, 110 yung hindi nanalo.
Diba? Ganon,
that makes more sense eh.
Or yun nga, like kahit token lang.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, even like a box of cookies or something.
Yeah.
Pwede pa kayo mag-asala na, ay ito lang yung nakuha ko. Ah. Kesa yung wala talaga. Medyo sasama
medyo
talaga yung loob mo. But then, yeah. But there you go, the top 10 my holiday anxiety. I guess if we talk about it, it'll have a little less power over us.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Holiday Anxiety in all your tweets.
We've got The Morning Crush happening today, so watch out for that. We will be letting you guys know who we're crushing on.
I got one.
Oh, we're excited for that. Palagi ka namang meron, hindi ka nasi-zero dito sa portion na to.
Kahit nga dati wala pa tayong portion na to, you have.
Exactly.
It's true.
So watch out for that. Anyway, for now, more music. Don't forget, you can also text us via Telegram or Viber 0961-1367-931 or tweet us at RX931.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today.
Bakit may Mimi ubo?
Hindi siya ubo. Clearing my throat.
Okay. Ang ganda naman ng clearing your throat. Parang, kasi kung kami ni Rika.
Siyempre, Mayumi. Dapat Mayumi,
ang
diba?
Yumi. Totoo. Oo nga, totoo.
And here we go, the top 10 for today, courtesy of us, the top 10, my holiday anxiety. I mean, it's the white elephant in the room, diba? Yung parang a lot of people talk about how joyous the season is, but a lot of people also suffer from a lot of anxiety because of the season. So, yeah, that's a thing. Let's start off at number 10 from Genshin Impacto. My holiday anxiety na hindi na special holiday ang 24th and 31st. Pero kasi when you think about it rin kasi, parang we've had so many
non-working
for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So medyo gets, I mean, yeah, I do understand it, especially for people who, like kunyari, our industry, we really don't have like mga holiday. So I kind of feel it. Pero I also understand that I don't really think we need any more holidays if you think about the pandemic. Number 9, coming from Underburner, my holiday anxiety. Different groups of friends decide to go out on the same date. Kasi we only have so many weekends.
Yeah, how are you going to
Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So, malamang talaga yan, magubong-gubong na yung mga schedules sa mga barkada mo.
Tapos syempre, hihiritan ka if you don't come.
Yeah. So, ang hirap mag-set ng date for any,
Gosh, I remember this one time. I was already in Pasig, so I spent time with a couple of friends. And then I had to go to a baby shower all the way in Commonwealth, in Fairview.
Yeah.
And then, may nag-invite sa akin bigla back in Pasig.
Yeah.
So bumalik ako sa Pasig.
Can you imagine kung may ano pa yan? May BF pa yan or Paranaque or something. Diba?
Like, I can't. I don't have enough energy to set like multiple dates. Yeah. Na in one day ha, within the same day. I can't. Like, you have to be today. Y'all have to be the day after. Diba? Yeah. Y'all have
Parang
to be next week.
Dedicate one day. For
yeah, I only have enough energy for like one friend group. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number 8 coming from Camilo. Yung mahahalata nila na yung gift ko sa kanila, eh gift rin nila sa akin. Pero 3 years ago.
Huwag naman i-return dun sa nagbigay.
Oh, well, at least ipakalimutan.
Paikutin mo naman.
Paikutin mo naman.
Oh, or to a different friend
ako,
group.
Ano, okay lang sa akin mag-re-gift.
But no, not it's to fine. The, but not to the person that gave you the gift, diba?
Not to the giver.
Parang it's very, ano naman, kahiya.
Number 7 from Memski. This in-between Christmas and New Year week is confusing.
Yeah.
Holiday mode pa ba or work mode na ako?
Ako, but how do you get back on work mode? Knowing that in a couple of days, holiday mode ulit, diba?
That's true. Hindi kasi parang ano nga eh, like for us, we're used to this. We don't really have holidays. Parang for me, it's like, it's still holiday nila mode. Kasi never naman holiday natin eh, diba?
True, so,
pero it still has that holiday feel. Yeah. Like the roads are still empty. The malls are still full.
People still get up a little later than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 6 from Chinito Ken. My holiday anxiety. Ako na yung financier. Ako pa yung planner. Ako yung taga-grocery. Ako pa yung taga-luto. For Noche Buena and Medianoche.
Hey, ikaw na lang ang ano.
Medyo mahirap nga yun pag ikaw na.
Dapat kasi, bongga yung gift mo.
Kasi maganda kung medyo ano, medyo, alam mo yung parang, lalo na if you're the financier.
Dapat shared responsibilities.
Dapat iba na siguro yung magluto, iba na rin yung, yeah, that's kind of.
Or kung ako naman yung magpa-finance, order na lang ako, hindi na ako magluluto.
That's true.
Either way, magbabayad pala ako.
Pero minsan kasi kunwari you're the parent. Alam mo yun, syempre ikaw yung bibili, diba? Ikaw na nga yung financier. Eh syempre, ikaw lang din naman may alam nung mga binili mo, diba?
Yeah.
So, hindi, you will have to cook.
Pag ikaw yung, ang hirap pag ikaw yung financier, but ikaw rin yung pinakamagaling magluto.
Yes.
Yung parang, mabibwisit ka rin pag, ano pa tong niluto mo? Eh, mas masarap ko akong gumawa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those, if you want it done right,
you know what? Let's eat out. Ganon, pag ganon.
Uy, pero maraming mommies ha, na pag kumain makasarap, ano ba yan? Mas masarap pa yung, ano, mahal-mahal, mas masarap pa yung spaghetti ko. Diba may ganon?
Mm-hmm. Which is why, pag ako kakain ako, kunyari holiday, I'll make sure to go to a place na hindi yun yung niluluto ko usually. Like, right. I'm not gonna go to a pasta place because I can easily do that on my own, right? So, I'm gonna go to a place na yung alam ko na hindi ko makakain ko sa bahay ako.
No? Oo. Number 5 from Juice Blank. My holiday anxiety. Yung wala pang New Year, pero naputukan ka na. Tapos alam mong madadagdagan na naman ng mga Virgo next year. Okay. Number 4 from Liquor Ben. My holiday anxiety. How to react to kapitbahay na di mo gusto pero namamas ko. Ang hirap magkunwari na type mo sila. Pero parang ang rude naman to turn them away.
How do you even pretend?
And you don't really want to make an enemy of a neighbor because you're going to have to deal with each other.
True.
On a permanent basis.
Food na lang.
Sa bagay. Ay, ganun na nga. Pretend na lang. Na, okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for the gift. Here's yours. Bye.
Diba? Yeah.
Paano na lang? No, for
plastikan
me naman kasi,
na lang.
Not so much plastikan, pero for me talaga, I really believe that being civil to people you don't like is not being plastic.
That's true. I agree.
It's just respect. You don't have to be rude to people you don't like. And it's also not plastic. Plastic, for me, is like, oh my gosh, I love you. When in fact, you can't stand them. That's plastic.
It's so funny when you're pretending to be plastic. You have this go-to voice.
Like, you cannot be plastic. Kasi halata, Chico.
Yeah.
People know.
Yeah. Hindi kasi I see it eh.
Oh my gosh.
I love you talaga.
Pero yun, no, Regina George. Diba?
Yeah.
True.
Yung ano yun, pinuri niya yung clothes, di ba?
Oh my gosh, I love your skirt. Where'd you get it?
Yan.
Yan.
Number four from, that was number four. Number three from JJ Gayosa. My holiday anxiety, thinking of how to sneak my pamasko to only select titos and titas. Pili lang ang gusto kong bigyan. So ayaw mong makita ng mga hindi mo binigyan, yung mga binigyan mo. So patago mong bibigay. And syempre may wink-wink na yun. Hello, pag nalaman ng tito or tita mo na kayo lang ang bibigyan ko. Ah. Syempre may smirk na yung mga yun. Oh. Ah!
Ako ang favorite.
The other titas don't get it.
Nung ano, nung Noche Buena na, di syempre nandun yung mga tito ko, tita ganyan. Tapos ako, katabi ko yung tita ko. So parang nagbumulong yung siya sa akin. Ano siya? Bili ka ng something. Tapos inabutan niya ako ng
right.
Yung sister ko from the other room, Tita Chona, ano yan?
So much for being subtle. Sabi
niya, ano po yan? Sa ko parang, ang layo mo. Paano?
Huli.
Tsaka as if hindi niya alam kung ano yan. Alam mo yan? Ano yan? Pamasko? Para sa pamangkin?
Diba? Haba nung bigla, eh si Diche.
Oh my God.
Diba? Fight for your right.
Totoo naman. Alam mo, magaling yan.
Fight for your
so,
right.
So ano, nabigyan siya.
Nabigyan siya. Pasa siya agad eh.
Oh, ganun dapat talaga ganun. Dapat.
Mm. Aba, paglaban mo. Pag may, ano?
Pag may katwiran, ipaglaban mo. With a pointy finger.
Number two from Katrina. My holiday anxiety, the inevitable talk about politics with the extended family. Diyos ko, grant me the patience. Yeah. Yung kahit hindi ka kasama, yeah. Yung hindi ka naman sasaw-saw,
mm-hmm.
Pero yung meron ka ng, oh God, here we go. Like, the inevitable, it will steer towards that. And then the inevitable, two relatives from different sides mm-hmm. will go to like a butting match.
It's so toxic, it's so toxic to be around.
The funniest argument that I witnessed the family namin. Nagkaroon kami ng buong conversation about the Hello Garcia kids.
Natawa-tawa
ako. Parang antagal. Antagal na yan. Ano ba?
Nangyari pa to.
Ah, okay.
When it was recent. Tapos ako yung parang, bakit natin ito pinag-uha?
Ako, meron akong funny ano. Pero hindi ko nalang bibigay yung details. Pero meron akong tawang-tawa na nag-away ng politics via MMFF entry.
What?
I'll tell you off-air.
Paano? Like,
I'll tell you off-air.
Parang may idea ako dun sa
ako
isa.
Like,
may idea
kapatid.
Na ako.
Yes!
May
ano?
Idea ako. Kasi medyo usapin yan eh.
Usapin yan, diba? So natatawa ko. Ganun sila nag-argue.
Diba hindi, diba artista din naman? I mean like.
Ano na nga?
Mamaya na nga.
Mamaya na nga eh. Ito talaga. So, the top, my holiday anxiety comes from Wildfire.
Wildfire says.
Nako, magbabakasyon ng mga bata sa mga lolo at lola nila sa probinsya. Mga bata lang. Yari na naman si Junjun kay Mrs. Yung aso.
Ah.
Kasi Junjun pangalan ng aso. So parang mabubuntong lahat ng lambing na pupunta dun sa aso.
Kay Junjun.
Kay Junjun. Kawawa naman. So much unnecessary attention.
Okay.
So we've got two more batches coming up, but when we do them, we will be on Facebook Live.
Well, see you guys there. Also, we've got the Morning Crush still to come, so wait up for that. And we'll do some greets in a bit, so send in yours if you haven't yet. 0961-1367-931. We're on Telegram and Viber. Sponsor RX93.1. I am Woman by Emmy Melly. Let's say good morning to everyone texting us right now. We want to say what's up. Good morning to May, who says good morning. Hi to Charm, or actually Mrs. B. Sorry, I just saw the Mrs. B. Good morning. This is Mrs. B, listener since 1996.
Wow.
Whoa there. Good morning, Mrs. B. Let's give a shout out to Mrs. B's sister. Or brother, kapatid, and in-laws who are listening. Ram and Sophia, wow. Chloe and Dragon. And hello to your pamangkin, Scab and Nico. And to your earog, Mr. Matt B.
Wow, pati itong suksukan ng headphones ko since 1990.
performing like it's been around since 1996, yes. For sure.
Yes.
Good morning, Mrs. B. We appreciate the text.
Thank you.
Hello to Dottie. Shout out to your QMS fam and Kainta. Hello to TL's Eka, Tin, Job, Jara, and Ken. And also to your teammates, Tel, Jasper, Gerald, and Renz. Good morning to Mayi. Again, thanks, Mayi.
Thank you, Mayi,
for sending us food yesterday. We appreciate it. Hello to Archie. Who wants to say hello to, okay. Archie has a suggestion for the Morning Crush. We'll check that out. Good morning to Martin Duenas as well. And good morning to Charisse, who says it's my first time listening live since it's still a bank holiday here in the UK.
Oh, hello.
And I'm not back to work until the 4th of January. Thank you, Charisse, all the way from London.
Papera ka naman dyan.
Oh, okay. Papounds ka naman dyan. Good morning to Mayo or Homdinger. What's up to you? Hello to Renz as well. Good morning to Erica. We got your song just around the corner. Hello to your cup of Tino who says, what's up? Good morning. And do we have some greets on Twitter? Sure. Good morning. Sure! Parang galit parang, yung sure mo eh. May galit eh. Sure!
Ko, ah.
Ito na ba yung pitek? Ito na ba yun?
Good morning to Call Me Roby, who says, wow, you're playing Lights by BTS. Good morning to all TM Armies. And to Juice Blank, natawa lang ako sa same kami ng entry reaction ko about leg cramps entry kahapon. Sa akin pala talaga yun, hindi ko lang narinig. Ah, parang he didn't realize it was his entry.
It was his entry.
Sinabi yun, ay, same kami. Okay. Jungkook's girl, good morning. Petition for the TMR host to play the Salok Pera game for the New Year's episode.
Oh my God, the Sandok!
The Sandok.
Pero pera ni Chico.
Ay,
pera ni Chico.
Oh, financier.
Por thot.
Melay Supergirl says, good morning, maulan dito sa Tagaytay. Ang lamig keeps it. Actually, yes, just, di ba, downstairs, ang lamig.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Lumamig na ulit. Mm-hmm. Lumamig na ulit.
Kenneth Kim Javier, good morning. And to Mia Wise, please greet me and my wife. Happy Tuesday, listening live from Davao.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
And Renz Rufo, hello there. Archer Aguilar, hello to Kuya Anthony, Mama Juvie, and happy. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. The Morning Crush is coming up. But for now, something from BTS as requested. Another song from BTS. The remix, the holiday remix of Butter on the Monster.
The Morning Crush on TMR.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Morning Crush. So,
ano?
Ano na naman?
Aasa. Para sa portion na to.
Of course.
Kaya, ako na lang lagi. Ako na lang lagi. Okay. So, I got one. This is so cute. Kasi ano siya, like, to be fair, hindi siya like all out, like super attractive and all that. It's more like napaka-unique nung peg niya.
Mm.
Okay? So, this person is, ano siya, mixed Asian and white.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, ano siya, like, you know, like a 6-foot guy with a girlfriend. And he, like, sews clothes. Huh? Tapos, ganun yung mga, ano niya, ganun yung mga videos niya. Almost 1 million followers siya sa Instagram. Tinatahian niya ng clothes yung girlfriend niya.
Oh, I think I know this.
Yun yung shtick niya na parang, all the girls are after me because I'm a boyfriend, 6-foot, handsome boyfriend who actually can sew you clothes, awesome looking clothes. So his name is Joe Ando.
Mm-hmm.
So, ano ba yung Instagram? Yun, Joe Ando. Can you search? Para lang makita niyo.
He's on TikTok, diba?
He's also on TikTok and YouTube. May mga YouTube videos din siya. Pero try to check him out first sa
Instagram. I know him. Mm-mm.
Joe Ando.
I follow him on TikTok.
Diba?
Yes.
And super aliw yung bigla na lang maglalabas siya ng like tela na parang I'm going to make my girlfriend pinstripe pants.
Ito tapos, si Joe Ando Hirsch on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Ah.
Tapos And tsaka not just the sewing stuff, ha. Like ano siya, marami siyang mga
tsaka siya din fashion.
Pati siya fashion.
Yeah.
Tal, ang unique nung look niya. Yung parang yun nga, like you know that, you know, he has Asian blood. But also white blood. Tapos ano siya, like I think Japanese.
Hmm.
I think Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, he looks, yeah.
And yun, laging kasama niya yung girlfriend niya dun sa mga videos niya. Ang cute-cute nilang dalawa. Like, alam mo yun, yung parang like, at saka ang cute nung ginagawa niya ng, ano, ginagawa niya na. Tignan naman yung isa, yung, the seventh video on his Instagram. Yung,
medyo deep na.
Yung may tape measure siya na naka,
yes,
ano.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tapos yung ginagawa, lahat yan ginawa lang niya for his girlfriend.
Wow.
Diba, nakakaaliw siya. Yung parang like a very masculine boy who actually can sew clothes for his girlfriend. Nakakatuwa
lang.
It
just means talaga, like, with any job,
yes.
Walang guy.
Wala,
not
wala.
For a guy, it's not for a girl.
That's what I love about it.
Diba?
That's what I love about him eh. Kasi parang, he completely like, breaks down all of your notions of what masculinity
exactly.
is,
uh-oh.
What is femininity, and putting gender in skills.
Yeah.
Yung parang okay, pag sewing, this is for girls. Pag woodwork, this is for boys. Yung, di ba? Yung parang, I love how you deconstruct these preconceived notions of what is girly, what is manly.
Mm-hmm. Parang nakatawa lang siya. I follow this one engineer on TikTok. And yun nga, parang syempre, like shedding light on the career na parang kasi ano siya, fashion din siya na babae.
Yeah.
Kasi parang nilalait siya lagi in the comment section saying na parang, how can you know, like, dress up like that? Do you even go to the site? Are you really an engineer?
Yeah.
Parang,
yeah.
Tapos pinakita niya na pumunta talaga siya sa site ng naka-fashion. And siya yung bossing kasi when she went to the site, yung construction site and everything, nilapitan siya lahat ng mga employees na,
ito.
Signature, mm-hmm. ganyan, na parang, I am the boss. Oo, engineer ako. Yung gano'n.
Yeah.
Yung parang wala nang gano'ng barriers.
Tsaka
yeah,
maano
fun.
Eh. Tsaka gusto ko sa kanya yung parang he doesn't take himself too seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, kasi ano siya, humorous yung mga videos niya na non-fashion.
Exactly.
Tapos, yun nga, wala lang. Aliw. Tapos ang ganda rin yung mga clothes niya, grabe.
Yeah.
Na siya rin ang gumawa. Yeah. Like, I love the, like, he did this leather jacket with, like, rust-colored pants na
like gusto mo.
Can I buy that? I love that look. Kasi it looks comfy. Di ba, you know me, that always comes first.
Yeah.
So, hindi siya yung tight clothes kind of guy. It's like, more like comfortable clothes. Yung fit, maganda. So,
actually, maganda
lang
yung mga
I love it.
As in like, very trendy.
Very trendy.
Oo.
Tsaka, and meron siya nung homemade quality to it na alam mong, yeah, parang ginawa lang siya sa bahay pero maganda. Hindi naman siya yung parang pipitsugin na, you know. Super love it. Super love his videos.
I have a morning crush.
Okay.
And like you, hindi rin siya like all out attractive, but I'm super attracted to his songs and like the lyrics. So how he writes his song. So anyway, his name is Anis. As in A-N-E-E-S. So he's on TikTok and usually he would like sing a part of his song and tas nasa car lang siya lagi. But his songs are like out there. Like people listen to it and he has an album and stuff like that. But alam mo yung parang he just gives away his songs. Minsan, unreleased pa. And he reminds me kasi he's a rapper and he reminds me of Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yung kung paano siya mag-rap. Ganun.
His hair is so strange.
Yeah, diba?
Parang
he's a
ano,
character.
He's such a character.
Actually, yung ganda nung tawag mo dito, yung mga songs niya. I'll let you listen.
Pero grabe yung teeth niya. Ang
grabe,
ganda
diba? Tsaka yung
ganda
mustache
ng ipin niya.
Oo.
Ang ganda ng ipin
I'll
niya.
I'll let you listen to one of his songs.
I love to be the one you need. I need to be the one you love. Push come to shove, I could be your drug. My biggest insecurity is that I'm not enough for you.
Oh!
Tapos yun. Tapos yun, like, minsan, tapos mag-stop lang siya doon. And sometimes,
tapos ganun lang.
It's unreleased and you're like, how dare you release a song like this for 15 seconds and not release the full song? So, right now, I think he has one that he just released.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite song of his is Slip. And
parang tulog.
Parang
tulog. Go to sleep na.
Go to sleep.
I need some sleep.
Ano, wala akong sleep today.
Kakainis.
But yeah, he's a character. And
he's a character.
Yeah, and I love his songwriting. Lagi niya sinasabi na I write from the soul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really nice. Even his other songs na feeling ko unfinished pa. Pero ang galing na, alam mo yung parang may confidence siya to just release an unfinished song. But I think kasi for him, it's more like a poem.
Yeah.
Na parang yeah. nilalagyan nila ng melody. And
yeah.
he just puts it out there. So anyway, yeah, that's his name. And grabe, kikiligin kayo sa lahat ng kanta niya. Although, meron siyang isang song na a little, parang medyo political. It's called Brown Kid. And it's about growing up as a brown kid in America. Yung mga na,
oh,
ano,
yeah.
na experience niya naman. Mm-hmm. Pero rap pa rin. R&B pa rin. Yeah, so yeah.
My morning crush is, well, an actor. He's in And Just Like That. And I don't know. I just think he's very attractive. And the writing is on the wall. Parang alam mo na na he will probably have a thing with Carrie.
Ooh.
Okay.
In the show. His name is Ivan Hernandez. So you can just Google him because I can't find his Instagram. If you can't find it for me, please do tell me. Kasi daming Ivan Hernandez on Instagram. Pero hindi ko siya mahanap. But Google him if you want to see him. He is in, he has a recurring role in And Just Like That. But he's also appeared in other shows. I can't believe he was in Devious Maids because I watched Devious Maids and I don't remember like
oh,
the role
him.
He played. Yeah, that's a guy. He was also in The Good Wife. And yeah, I think he's the kind of actor na parang yung very, you know, not the main character, but
would always be in like
would always have like yeah, a pretty laging parang siya yung hottie, parang ganun yung character
actually.
Niya, I think. But yeah, he's pretty sexy. So just check him out.
And very,
Ivan Hernandez.
Siya yung parang that very unique combination of handsome, but in a very formal way.
Yeah.
Like in a very... Hindi siya yung parang, look at me, I'm so
I'm
sexy.
So sorry.
Wala siyang ganun.
Yung
ano.
Salt and pepper, ano
yep.
niya,
yep.
vibe niya. I'm really feeling. So,
what's his Instagram?
Wala nga, hindi nga mahanap. Kasi ang daming Ivan Hernandez. So it's easier to just Google him, Ivan Hernandez, and he will appear right away. But, yeah. I think he's very attractive. He's very sexy.
I mean,
he was in Criminal Minds as well.
What?
So
he was in Criminal Minds?
Apparently.
Later seasons na. Kasi I watched season 1 to 12.
He portrayed...
baka yung mga...
Ay, killer yung role niya. Oh.
Ay,
killer. Oh.
Yeah.
Siya sa Criminal Minds.
I wonder
I remember.
If you know this role. Hernandez portrayed homosexual spree killer and abductor Mark
yeah,
Wisson.
Yeah. I remember this. Oo.
Tapos
tas nilalagay niya sa likod ng Trump niya.
Siyempre, yun yung naalala
niya. Oo.
Okay.
I remember this. Oo.
So, yeah. So, apparently, he was in Criminal Minds as well. So, anyway, there you go. That's The Morning Crush and we'll see you on Facebook Live.
The Morning Crush on TMR.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Oh, yes, we are. Facebook.com/RX931. We're on Twitch TV and YouTube Live. Good morning to everybody. Very, very active in the comment section already.
I know, right?
Hello to all of you. And good morning to our friends on TG Telegram.
Telegram!
Hello to Mark Enriquez. Thank you for tuning in. And hello to Joey. Good morning, all the way from SG.
Hello. All right, so here we go. Let's do the top half. I mean, the not half, half. The first batch of the top 10. My holiday anxiety. Let's start off at number 10. Coming from... where is it? Where's number 10?
I don't know. It's just there. Hello, Mangy. Good morning.
Okay, let's start off with Hey Tina. yung ikaw na lang ang hinihintay tuwing Noche Buena and Media Noche. Kasi ikaw lang ang may trabaho during the holidays.
Well, at least may hintayan pa. Kasi usually pag ganyan,
actually,
diba, you know, nobody, I mean, they don't have to wait. They can eat before you. They can just join you while you eat.
Totoo yan.
Basta huwag ka naman tutulugan.
Yes.
Diba? Yun naman yung medyo bad na pag tinulugan ka nilang lahat.
Number 9 from Diabolik. True story, nung umuwi ako, na cake na bawas ang dala ko kasi hindi lumitaw yung monito ko ng Christmas party ng class. And this made me hate the concept of exchange gifts kasi wala naman pala akong ka-exchange. Alam mo yung nag-prepare ka tapos...
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. I mean, like for a kid, I can understand.
What a letdown.
Tapos alam mo yung... although I'm sure you can get over it as an adult, parang meron siyang remnants. Parang meron siyang like... So when it comes to the era of mga exchange gift na yung nasa-stress ka na.
Ay, ano daw? Super pixelated daw tayo.
I'm
like,
sure.
Like, nagpa-buffer daw yung video. So maybe we can switch to a different connection. Kuya Albert! O, diba? Ang sweet. Ganun talaga ako pag tinatawag ko si Kuya Albert, guys.
Ganun
Kuya
na
Albert!
Come on, man!
Hindi, okay, maniwa. Don't believe Chico.
Computer!
Gawa-gawa niya lang yun. The truth is, I usually go, Kuya Albert! Ganon.
We need internet.
Ganon.
Parang tinatakot si Kuya Albert. Ba't naman ganon? Asan si Kuya Albert?
Ayan, sige ka lang ang malinaw.
Kuya Albert!
We so, need to switch.
Number 8, coming from Black Agar Boltagon.
what a name.
Black Bolt. In humans. My holiday anxiety. Kung tama ba yung size or kasha ba yung mga niregalo ko, especially shoes.
Diba kaya nga may gift receipt usually?
Yes, oo.
Definitely. That is so useful.
Para they can have it ano, exchanged if ever.
And also, number 7 from JJ Gayosa. Kung paano ipapamigay ang pagkaing kesa sa ref. Not keso ha, kesa. Kesa itapon, kesa mapanis,
kesa maayuda mo.
Ipakain sa aso, ibigay na lang sa iba.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a nice, I think that's a nice concept.
I think the good thing about living in a condo is madami kang pwedeng pasahan.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Yun nga, ilang beses ko na na-experience na yung kunyari, oh no, it's gonna expire na and ayoko na siyang kainin. Then I just, you know, bring it to the people na nag-human, the guards, ano yun.
Yeah.
Parang, yeah.
And from Jimin's Girl, number 6, this is the 3rd holiday / Christmas na hindi ako nag-celebrate with our family. It really gives me anxiety. And may isip mo talaga hanggang kailan ko sila hindi makikita or makakasama.
Yeah.
And TBH, nakakatakot that time flies so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isipin mo kapag may nanganak noong 2019, 2 years old na siya.
Yeah.
Ngayon.
Yep. And number 5. Coming from Underburner, my holiday anxiety. Businesses that fail to handle big volume. Out of stock, no change, short manpower, masungit na staff kasi pagod na, etc., etc., etc. That's really difficult when you're running a business tapos holiday season kasi there's that whole surge. And syempre, minsan lang to. So, you wanna do it right but at the same time, because it's a surge, ang nangyayari, may daming palpak.
Yeah.
And ang hirap kasi nga it's so hard to balance.
Alam mo
supply
yung
with demand.
Mahirap din yung ano yung yun, because it's the holidays. Gusto mo mag-celebrate. Like you wanna kung ano may business ka, you wanna close.
Yeah.
Kasi gusto mo mag-celebrate. But you can't. Kasi nga people flock to your business.
Exactly.
So ayaw mo namang humindi sa pera, 'di ba? So
tsaka yung alam mo yung you know that the surge is a good thing.
It is.
You have a lot of business, pero are you ready for the surge?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to supply the demand?
Ay, diba? So, ang daming na ano na ganyan.
Ang hirap, ang
holiday
hirap.
Holiday season.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. It's sad kasi di ba parang...
I'm sure nobody wants to,
you want to
let people down like that.
And you want to ano kasi, you want to take advantage of the Christmas
yun rush.
Na. Madami
rush,
lang kasi diba? Talagang unforeseen, ano eh,
yeah.
minsan.
Totoo
obstacles.
Yan. Totoo yan. And number four, coming from the Jedi Master, my holiday anxiety, true story, missing out on your office Christmas party where the prize was really epic to be with a loved one confined in a hospital. Mm. So medyo doble yung, yung stress mo kasi somebody you love is in the hospital tapos biglang alam mo pa na the prize was so good this year, diba? And you weren't there.
Pero syempre.
Syempre, syempre. I mean that.
Much more important.
Yep. And number three, from Memski, my holiday anxiety. Yung nakita ko yung pamangkin ko na pinamigay yung gift ko sa kanya sa harapan ko mismo.
Oh my gosh!
Bastos lang kasi hindi niya nagustuhan.
No! That's horrible! I'm so conscious of like the way I react.
Oh, same.
I don't want to make people feel bad because I also don't want people to do that to me. Like, I can't imagine how horrible I would feel kung, alam mo yun,
mahalata
ako na hindi gusto yung binigay ko.
Ang hirap pag kid. Kasi pag kid, they don't know. They don't know any better.
Yeah, that's true.
And they don't have a filter. So, ang sakit kasi alam mo, it's real, it's honest.
Yeah.
And kids don't really have that whole...
And in their heads naman, they don't wanna offend you.
You know what? I have an idea. Mm. Huwag na lang natin regaluhan yung kids. No? How about that?
Okay.
How about kahapon yung conversation natin?
You're never gonna get anything from me ever again.
Yung conversation namin ni Hazel kahapon. Dapat kinukulong na lang yun sa bahay.
My gosh.
Okay.
Don't tell them.
They don't know what we were talking about.
Marky,
don't expose us.
Marky, she was talking about you.
Dapat kinukulong.
Tsaka dapat kinukulong sa bahay ni Rika.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm. Oh my gosh.
Yay, at least dalawa na yung maayos ang internet.
Si Mark. Totoo yan.
I know.
And also, number two from Genshin Impacto. My holiday anxiety, I'm afraid of fireworks. They are very sensitive to my hearing. That's my pet dog.
Aww, yeah. The baby.
Aww. That's why we bring our dogs with us pag New Year.
Uh-uh.
To Alfonso. So that they don't have to deal with
it. Oh, what? Actually, that's my holiday anxiety. In the law, for example, when I'm hosting and then biglang Eastwood in mga family on 6-7 p.m. It's just a ruined event.
Alam mo, you're a little choppy today.
Like, you know, you're trying
to
talk.
Oo nga.
Baka.
Hindi, si Rika.
Sa akin din choppy eh. So baka yung ano ni...
Baka si Marky talaga
choppy
today. Oo.
Like putol-putol.
Alam mo, Marky, I think I know why. Kasi may maintenance ganap sila. Because in my condo also, I don't have.
So ano ka, both video and audio nag-chop-chop ka. Yeah. And the top, my holiday anxiety comes from Soliloquist.
Soliloquist says,
kung paano uubusin yung Christmas spaghetti bago ko lutuin yung New Year's spaghetti.
Spaghetti ulit?
Hindi patapos.
Pagpansit ka naman para maiba.
Hindi pa ubos yung spaghetti na niluto mo ng Christmas. Kailangan mo na magluto ng spaghetti for New Year.
Pero gets eh. Minsan kasi you have to make use of all the ingredients, diba?
Yes.
Yung mga half-open ano, spaghetti sauce or like, lalo na yung paayuda, di ba may ayuda, like in Pasig for example, di ba sobrang laki nung ano, Rika?
Yes.
Sobrang laki nung spaghetti na pinadala, like the
lahat,
the
spaghetti, macaroon.
Sauce.
Oh, oh.
Tapos yung biggest ano nung noodles, nung spaghetti, sobrang dami.
Oh my God.
Hindi siya for one person. It's for the barangay. Pang pamilya, ganun.
So, there you go. One more batch. One final batch of the top 10. But we will play a couple of songs in the RX booth and we will stay on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Next year's internet's gonna be better than this.
gawin mo yung ginagawa mo kanina. Yung caroling mo.
Alin?
Yung caroling mo.
Masamang internet. Masamang internet.
Masama! Ganun talaga yun ni Masamag!
Ayoko na! Iyak na kami
parang,
dito!
Parang, parang nag-improve yung parang narinig ko na kayo.
Ikaw, chubby ka rin eh.
I don't know.
Ay, nako guys.
Guys. Mm. Oh, sige. Sige. Salamat na lang sa lahat.
Thanks for the MMRs.
So, here we go. We've got our top 10, the final one. For today, my holiday anxiety. Let's start off at number 10 from Lea Amante. Hindi mo alam, pinag sasasabi mo nung nalasing ka kasama mo mga kamag-anak mo. Oh, that's so embarrassing. Kasi with friends, pwede pa eh. Kasi mm-hmm. like, you know,
they'll
friend.
Understand. Uh-huh.
They will understand.
You probably have dirt on them too.
Exactly. Medyo awkward talaga pag relatives kasi medyo, you know.
At saka ano, the chika will be real after.
Oh, yeah.
Saka ano, baka isuplong ka sa parents mo.
Mm-hmm. Hindi, baka nga parents pa yung relatives eh.
Eh, yun lang.
Diba? Like, alam mo yung mga kalokohan mo na spill mo.
Ikaw ba, Rika?
Ano? Uy, in fairness ah, me and Doc Rose, we drank wine nung Noche Buena.
Anong na-spill mo?
Wala naman. Pero nag-marites siya sa akin.
Huh?
Oo. Ask me about stuff and I'm like, Mars, wag na. Mars, next time na.
Better you don't know.
Yeah.
And also, number 9 from Ryan Poy, daming ganap na problema ngayong December. Nagkasakit kami dito sa Vietnam, isang Christmas na malayo sa pamilya.
No.
Tas nabagyo pa sila, hindi sila natawagan kasi walang signal sa Cebu. Yeah, that's tough. That's really
oh,
tough.
Man.
Alam mo yung parang you just wanna know that everyone's fine and then you can relax.
Yeah.
But you can't because you can't get in touch with them. Yeah, that's difficult. Mm. Number 8 from Opitatups. True story. We played bingo for our virtual Christmas party. And I realized I have a complex for winning a bingo game since I've never won in my entire life. As in promise, muntik ko nang i-FO yung friend ko.
Oh my God!
Grabe!
Nag-bingo siya.
Sobrang intense! I'm not a fan of bingo kasi parang hindi rin ako bumibingo pag naglalaro ako.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've won. It's not my favorite game. Kasi parang it's so antagal.
But it's fun.
It's fun. Parang natatagalan lang ako dun sa whole.
Pero kasi wala siyang process. Skills eh. Kaya nakakairita.
Oh, it's all luck.
It's all luck. Number 7 from Jimin's Girl.
Luck.
That feeling of need to reciprocate gifts that I don't feel I deserve. Oh, that's weird.
That's true. Tsaka, di ba before, kinuwento ko sa'yo, Hazel, yung parang, sometimes when people give me like extravagant gifts, natatameme ako to the point na it's awkward because they think I'm not grateful.
Mm.
But it's only because I don't know how to react to such a big gift. And then I would have to like come back like a few days after and be like, shower them with gratitude. I'm so thankful. Thank you. But initially, I'm like, what? Thank you. Ganun lang.
Saka parang hindi mo nagustuhan.
Oo, yung parang hindi ako grateful. I have to explain.
True. Number 6 from Memski, ako na ang nag-host. Ako pa na bumigay ng gifts. Tapos wala man lang marinig na thank you. Last nyo na yan.
Oh, that's awful.
That's awful. I mean, it's so easy to say thank you when somebody gives you a gift.
Or does something for you.
Ayan, parang
umu-okay.
I like, at least I can hear Marky na dire-direcho. Say something, Marky.
Yeah, but I'm speaking sentences. So it's with your conversation.
Pero medyo at least kahit papano, buo-buo na ng konti. And also, number 6, coming from Memski. Ah, yeah, that was 6. Number 5 from Black Agar Boltagon. My holiday anxiety. The countdown to New Year versus the countdown to back to work. Kasi parang, let's face it. When it's New Year, it's also back to work. Ganun lang talaga.
Totoo.
Ganun lang talaga kasimple.
At saka coming from yun talagang happy-happy, no?
Oo. And number four from Elfie Mumu. Being in New York, my holiday anxiety is knowing that the worst of winters is about to begin. And along with it comes my seasonal depression. Mm. And it's a thing, ha? With cold countries, kadikit daw talaga ng weather minsan yung mood ng tao.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be a little bit more down when it's so cold. And I understand it. Kasi nag-shutdown yung katawan mo, eh.
Yeah. Ako talaga ganyan ako. When it's raining...
Same. Parang nadadampen yung spirits.
Like, I just feel sad.
Same.
That's true. And number three from Wildfire. My holiday anxiety, hindi makalabas si Santa. Kasi senior na siya. Bawal pa, sabi ni IA2. And number two from Jimin's Girl. Christmas parties that might eventually lead to unexpected maternity leave.
Whoa there.
That escalated.
Whoa, Nelly.
Oh, there. From Mark Larry. It's that called... Okay.
Sad. Seasonal sad. Affective disorder.
Yes, it's a thing.
It's a thing, no? And it's so fitting, no? Yung ano niya?
Yeah.
Sad. Seasonal affective disorder. Yeah, that sucks. And the top, my holiday anxiety comes from Victoriano.
Victoriano says...
Pag nag-greet ako ng Merry Christmas, malamang maririnig ko na naman from my relatives yun. Eh, yung married Christmas.
Ay, nako. Secret.
Or bukas, imbitado kayo. Alam mo yung parang... Just
bizarre.
Sige, bukas. Kasal na kami. Alright, so what about us?
Mm.
Let's try despite the internet.
Ano?
Ako ano talaga, it would be gift giving. Kasi that's really not my strongest suit. First of all, like, hindi rin ako mahilig like mag-shopping. So, what I like to give usually, alam mo yun, experience, you know, I would go to you, puntahan kita, dalan kita ng pagkain, ganun. So, when it comes to material things na, kunwari, kailangan kita bilhan ng gift, nasa-stress ako, as in, it really is, ano, hindi kasi yun yung parang top ko sa love language, eh, yung, ano yun?
Gift giving?
Yeah, material things. So, yun, usually talaga I would be like a headless chicken in the mall. Parang shucks, anong bibilhin ko for
like
this
person? Like you have
person?
No idea what to get
I have
people.
No idea. But, yun nga, parang I would make up for it. Pupuntahan kita, susunduin kita, ihahatid kita, kailangan mo ng something, ganon.
Mm.
Parang gusto ko sana sabihin na, yun na lang yung gift ko sa'yo. There.
Ako ano, yun nga, parang... sige, go. Siguro ano lang, kasi parang diba like usually pag sabi mong holiday season, you're thinking, oh, this is my time to relax, to parang recuperate from whatever, you know, like parang fatigue that you've been feeling. But you can't because it's such a busy season. So it's actually super, super busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so ang hirap lang na hindi ko ma-reconcile yung supposedly very relaxed holiday season with how busy it actually is.
Yeah.
So, medyo meron akong stress na parang, asa na yung sitting by the fireplace, sipping hot chocolate with little marshmallows on top? Because you're so busy working, you're busy shopping for gifts, you're busy with meetups, yung ganon. So, yeah, parang hindi lang siya nag-fit sa image ko of the holidays.
Sige, Marky, go.
Okay. I guess, you know, I was releasing my underwear line and I was really stressing to get it all done. But it was all the pre-orders done. Thing about business is rush things. Push things to the public if they're not ready. Like for example, a certain amount, only this amount ice items, I'll double the amount. If you do that, your business will period.
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah. For me, I know. Well, basically, just trying to consume everything that I make during the holidays. You know, because obviously you do kind of want to prepare something, right? You want to have a little spread. But you also really can't finish everything when you live alone. It's difficult to finish everything. So, yeah, the anxiety comes from trying to not overdo it.
Yeah.
Kasi may tendency na parang, oh, I'm feeling festive, so I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna get that, I'm gonna serve this, I'm gonna serve that. Eh, ako lang din naman yung kakain nun. So parang, alam mo yun, ang ending, parang ang dami mong stuff in your fridge na kesa masayang, diba, you as much as possible don't wanna overdo it. So, medyo ganun yung nangyari nung Christmas Eve. So I'm gonna try to do better New Year's Eve.
Mm-mm.
I won't try not to.
Hindi mo ko gayahin.
Ano?
Hindi ako nagluluto, but I had a big spread.
Ooh! You spread something.
I cannot. Alam mo kaya sinasabotage na yung internet natin dito.
Oo nga.
Kasi alam mo yung mga pinagsasabi mo dyan eh. Grabe. Oh.
Sige.
Anyway, let's go na.
Pagpahingay na natin yung internet.
Bye everyone!
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.
And thanks, Marky, for having stability. Providing stability to the show.
Maganda daw tayo. Affirmations daw tayo before ending the show.
Tomorrow, we will have good
affirmation. Day. What are your affirmations? Sige.
Tomorrow, we'll have great internet.
Come on.
Ako ang affirmations. So tomorrow, nobody will ask for affirmations on the show.
Uy, ang bad nyo, nag-a-affirmations ako sa show. Ang bad nyo, ang saya kaya ng affirmations. Grabe ka. O, oh, bye-bye na.
The universe.
Ay, naku.
Bye. And ano?
Ano?
Yeah, today and tomorrow, premiere of my both my excited affirmative thoughts to the
oo nga pala, right?
Exciting stuff, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow when our internet is better, hopefully. But anyway, thanks for hanging, and we will be back tomorrow, you guys. Goodbye. We'll leave you
bye-bye
with this one from Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, aka Silk Sonic. Stick around for Nikki. She's up next.
TMR, the Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. On air and online. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.